What happens when you make a big mistake? I'm going to talk to you about how to handle it. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. So, a lot of you guys know me and you know my heart. I love helping people. I love giving to people. I kind of have this general rule, like, don't ever try to be a jerk. Like, don't be mean to people. And I made a huge mistake. And I was honestly, you guys, like, this is kind of crazy. I went through this process of someone who I kind of thought was a major competitor, and for some reason, I don't know what it is, I saw the person differently than how they were, and I made a huge mistake, and honestly, I was kind of a jerk to the person, and I realized it as I was camping this week in Colorado, and suddenly it hit me, and I realized, wow, like, that's not who you are, that's really not cool. And like, legitimately, you guys, my agenda is never involved with being mean to people or being catty. I don't like all of those politics and relationships and everything. Like, that's not my MO. That's not what I stand by. I personally believe in being kind to good people. And I just made this huge mistake. It was I can make up excuses. I mean, it was a miscalculation of who this person was, but then also, like, I took something too far, and I'm not going to get into all the details of it, but what I want to share with you is that it is never too late to make a wrong right. And so this past week, as I was dwelling on it, I reached out to this person and I just said, you know, I made a big mistake, and I know that who I am is not a jerk, but based on our relationship and based on what you know of me, I've been a jerk to you. That's what you know me as, and I'm sorry. I don't expect your forgiveness. I don't expect that we're best friends, like, but I made a huge mistake, and I can own my side of it, and I'm sorry. And the reason that I wanted to share this with you guys is because I think one of the toughest things as a leader that you have to do is to explain and show through action how to handle tough situations.
And this in 1 mile, turn right onto 5th Street Northwest.
Thanks, Siri. So one of the toughest things, though, is that when a situation like that occurs, when you make a big mistake and it's on you, it is really tempting to want to hide it, to not talk about it, to just say, well, I made a mistake there, and shove it down and never try to make the situation right. And I experienced all of those emotions in this relationship and connection. And suddenly, when I was camping, I realized, no, like, you made a mistake, and you owe it to this person, and you owe it to yourself to apologize. It doesn't mean that the situation is going to be made right. It doesn't mean you're going to be best friends with that person. It doesn't mean that they're ever even going to believe you, right? But I
turn right onto 5th Street Northwest, then arrive at your destination.
I'm about to arrive at Dana Derrick's goat farm, which is pretty fun. I realized, though, that I owed it to myself, to you guys, to everybody that I lead, ultimately.
In a quarter mile, arrive at 220.
Thanks, Siri. To make the situation right, no matter what comes of it. And so I wanted to share that with you guys because I take on those tough decisions every single day. And I want you to know it is never too late to make the right decision, even when it is extremely hard. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope you have an awesome, awesome day. I'll catch you later.
change.